Check in today to Genesis, the 15th chapter of the covenant that began with Abram and God, or Abraham. It's one of those powerful images that I have in the Old Testament with the relationship between God and Abraham. They're in the day, middle of the day, and God was speaking with Abraham. And God said, after Abraham was asking for a child from his wife Sarah, or Sarai, know that one shall not be your heir. Your own issue shall be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up at the sky and count that stars if you can. Just so, he added, shall your descendants be. Two very important things for the future for Abraham and God and the covenant. One is Abraham is asking for a child. And now we know who that is. It's Isaac that comes down through all generations to then the King of David and to Jesus Christ himself. He's also Abraham, this kind of the father of all big religions are Christians, obviously, Jewish, and Islam. It's like the father that so many millions of people believe in what Abraham and the important part he had. The second, they were doing this during the day. And so God, as he's talking to God in the daytime, he says, look in the sky and count the stars you can. And I love that image because it's like, well, God, I can't see any stars. I can see the sun. But later, when the sun had set and it was dark, that's when the covenant happened. Abraham had faith to know that he couldn't even see the stars of the descendants that he will have. But they had a covenant, a promise with two people, with an oath. And this whole belief and relationship was a big part because of Abraham's faith. You couldn't count the stars in the middle of the day. And God said, even if you see them at the darkness time, believe in my promise to you. So continue to think about our covenants with God and the faith that we can believe even if we can't see it. In our relationship with our Lord as we have our conversations, to do it day to day so that we can grow with Him and know our mission and our goal from God Himself.